This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You're, of course, welcome to bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about socialism and its failure, its abject failure in Venezuela. And, of course, whenever you do that, your typical socialists are going to say, oh, well, of course, Venezuela's not working. They failed. They didn't implement it right. Just look at the European countries for perfect examples of how to do it right. But, Daryl, you started out, in the last hour, in the very end of the last hour, we had started sharing an article from Fee, or you were summarizing it, which basically said that the country of Sweden had some pretty socialist programs for a little bit, and then they realized that it wasn't really working out, and they changed direction and went back towards the market.
Right. So in the 90s, Sweden began implementing the following measures designed at reversing the trend of stifling economic growth. So they reduced regulations, reduced government spending, and reformed welfare programs.
Wow. And it is one of the top countries in the world right now, Sweden, if I recall correctly. The various different economic freedom indexes rank it higher than the United States.
Right. They say Sweden has continued on this path for the last 24 years, which has brought them a modest rate of growth, but not nearly as robust as the pre-60s levels due to government taxation remaining high. Many view Sweden as socialist, but the country is, in fact, according to the article here, very pro-capitalism, but does it with redistribution through taxes. Personal income is taxed at a rate of 61.85%, plus a 7% Social Security tax rate for employees. On top of that, Sweden also has a 25% consumption tax.
Whoa.
For these sacrifices of financial freedom, this is what Swedes get in return. A pension, health care, unemployment insurance, education through PhD level, child daycare, very generous leaves of absence from work with benefits, including education for up to 6 months, starting your own company up to 6 months off, parental leave up to 16 months with 80% of your pay during time off.
So they do still have
16 public holidays.
So they do still have significant wealth redistribution programs.
It's correct.
Gone to a free market or anything. Like
right.
That.
And that's one of the problems with the use of the term capitalism, as a lot of libertarians try to use it, is a lot of libertarians try to use the word capitalism to mean free market when, no, capitalism really only has to do with the means of production, whether the means of production are privately held or, in the case of socialism, if the means of production are centrally controlled.
Let's bring Rocco back on the line here. He's in Germany and had called on this topic in general, and it started out by talking about water supply. And we did do a little bit of research, by the way, Rocco. I know we were moving on from that, but I thought it would be useful to put the details out there that we discovered during the news break. And that is, according to, at the very least, to the Wikipedia article entitled Water Supply and Sanitation in Germany, it is indeed the city governments that are in charge of the water supply. So you may not have been aware of that, but we were correct in our speculation there. According to Wikipedia, responsibility for water supply and sanitation in Germany and the provision of that water supply lies with municipalities, which is the city of Frankfurt or the city of, you know, you fill in the blank, whatever city we're talking about. That, in turn, is regulated by the states in Germany. And further, there's also a set of standards that the German government is following from Brussels and in the EU. So ultimately, water is regulated all the way up to the top in the European Union, but at the very low level is controlled by the city government there. So it is a completely government-controlled function. And you had said earlier that you believed you owned the water supply there, and the fact is you don't. It's the city government that that's in charge. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, but our water is healthy and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
We have it all over the country, and we get what we want.
Here in the United States, the water is a wide range. Like here in Keene, New Hampshire.
In a different situation. You're a vast, very big country with much lower.
Yeah, here in Keene, New Hampshire, the water is provided by the government, the city government, and it's actually pretty good water. Where I come from in Florida, not so great. You want to make sure you run it through a filter before you actually drink the stuff.
Right, and a lot of people like to point to Flint, Michigan as some kind of failing of the free market when that water system was completely controlled by the local government.
Yeah.
They changed from... I forget if it was the Detroit River to the Flint River, and one of the water sources had some kind of thing in it that was much harsher on the pipes that wound up causing some of the lead in the pipes to get into the drinking supply. That was just a total failure of government. That was not some kind of failure of the free market.
So we pointed out here, Rocco, and we were moving on to, you were going to talk about healthcare, and your statement was that healthcare costs are cheaper, you say, for various different types of service in Germany than they are in the United States. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's what it would.
So I don't know, where the numbers come from, but it is worth pointing out that in the United States, we don't have a free market in healthcare here either. We have a government-regulated marketplace where the government controls pretty much every aspect of it.
They pick the winners and losers. They
right.
pick who's going to deliver the medications to the end user.
And the medications cost more because the governments get in the way and they create all kinds of regulations and hoops for these companies to jump through in order to simply provide a service. Daryl, you were giving an example off the air tonight of a doctor that wanted to get a hold of like an X-ray unit or
MRI
something.
MRI machine. And MRI. We covered this last night on the show.
Okay.
The surgeon wanted to, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, get an MRI machine and offer MRIs for $500, whereas somebody did some digging.
Isn't it normally like $3,500 or something?
The prices range from about $1,200 to $24,000 in Winston-Salem.
Oh, God.
And this surgeon was told, well, first you need a certificate of need, and then he later found out that he could not even apply for the certificate of need because the healthcare providers in Winston-Salem or some bureaucrat in Raleigh, it was unclear who exactly, decided that Winston-Salem did not need any more permanent MRI machines, so he could not even apply for the certificate of need to be able to get the government's permission to buy the MRI machine.
So, Rocco, the problem with the socialist wealth redistribution programs is the violence that backs the program. If you had a group of people that decided they wanted to come together and pool their money together to purchase health care on a consensual basis, then that would be totally fine. But the issue that I think most libertarians, like the ones on this show, would have with the system as it is, with single-payer health care or so-called universal health care, is that everyone is forced to participate, whether they appreciate their, options or the program or not, and that force, that aggressive force, has all kinds of consequences that are very negative on the system, and in many cases creates higher costs than would otherwise exist in a free market full of competition, creates lower quality of service or no service at all in the case of people like in the UK, where little babies were prevented from even getting any health care service by the National Health Service there, prevented from even leaving the UK and acquiring health services in Italy or in the United States, because the parents were able to get that service elsewhere, but the hospital literally kept the baby in the hospital under lock and key and under armed guard to stop people.
Even though the Italian parliament granted citizenship to this child in hopes that international law would allow the child to leave the United Kingdom go to Italy.
Do you understand the immorality aspect of forcing your neighbors to go along with the system they might not agree with?
No.
No. You don't think that's immoral?
I mean, no.
No. You don't think it's immoral to threaten violence against your peaceful neighbors? That's not immoral.
No, I think.
Well, that's where we're going to have to part. I thank you for the call, Rocco. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, because if you don't think it's immoral to threaten violence against your neighbors to get them to join some sort of program, you got some serious problems.
Yeah.
And I thank you for the call tonight. It's not okay to use violence against your neighbors, even if you've got a good idea. If it's a good idea, then they should support it on a voluntary basis. We'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and you can bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, if you are in a retail environment, if you're a manager or an owner of a retail establishment, someplace where you're dealing with customers, you've got a cashier, you know, point of sale, and you want to be able to take cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and more easily at your point of sale, we have the solution for you. It's called AnyPay. AnyPay.global is where you can go and get signed up. And when I say sign up, it's username and password, and you're in. There's no approval process. There's no paperwork. There's no government involved. There's no regulations involved. You just go, create your account, and then once you're in, after you create your username and password, you then go and you plug your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the setup page, and then you load the app on your point-of-sale device. You're done. It's that easy. If you've got a tablet at your point of sale, you're already halfway there. Go to anypay.global to get started, and you'll be accepting crypto within minutes. Anypay.global. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. CJ is on the line, listening in an anonymous location via our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm, where you can watch us online. Go ahead, CJ.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm going to try to be as coherent as possible while I drift in and out of reality on mushrooms. But
awesome.
But, yeah.
Not the thing I would do if I were on mushrooms is call talk radio. But hey, man, everybody's got their own journey.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Definitely. Especially after this particularly shocking incident, I've learned a lot about liberals in the past 24 to 48 hours. But I've been in like a 48 hour argument with these people on the internet who are trying to convince me endlessly that the Third Reich was somehow a capitalist regime.
No, it was a socialist regime. The Nazis were socialists, so.
Well, everybody was basically a socialist back then, from what I understand. So
right.
They weren't the same kind of socialists as the socialists
they
were fighting against.
The Nazi Party was the National Socialist Party.
Right, so they were more of like a fascist brand of socialism, I think, from what I understand. But, yeah.
So that's exactly what I said. And here's the thing about liberals. Now, not only are they, like, making absolutely no sense, and they're trying to make arguments that they just have no basis in reality. Now, if you try to disagree with them or you try to point out the illogicalness of it, they just get mean now, just really mean and nasty.
Were they calling you a Nazi?
No, but they were definitely harassing me, though, just being incredibly mean, calling me, telling me I was uneducated. And that's another thing. Their insults don't even make sense either. They were telling me that I can't read well and things like that. Just
wow.
Things that make absolutely no sense.
Here's a bit of advice. Conservatives do the same thing.
Is that right?
Yes, they do.
Oh,
yeah.
They absolutely do. They absolutely do. This was just a particularly shocking incident to me.
So the idea is if you don't agree with what they're saying, the brilliance of whatever it is they're saying, you obviously can't read.
Or you're ignorant to their reality or something.
Right, and if you disagree with a conservative, then you're just one of those libtard snowflakes and something. Yeah, so here's a suggestion. Don't argue with people on the internet.
That's a good idea. That's a good plan. But he's calling from an anonymous location. I presume you're not in New Hampshire, right, CJ?
Well, not anymore. This is CJ, the former Free Stater.
A former Free Stater?
Yeah.
So why did you leave?
I'm back close to my family now, but I hopefully will be able to return, in the next 5 or so years.
Oh, that'd be cool. Well, hey, I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Anything else you want to share?
Nope, that's it, guys.
Appreciate the call, CJ from
Enjoy
Anonymous
your trip.
Places. They're watching us on Twitch, which you can do over at twitch.lrn.fm. It is the Twitch video streaming service. It's where we've been located as our official HD quality stream since earlier this year. I think we started in January. So thank you to everybody who's followed us so far on the Twitch platform. It is a way for new people to find the show. In this case tonight, our caller from Germany who came on the line with us actually found us on Twitch, and I managed to get him to call in, which was great, because he was in there in the chat room, like, hammering away about socialism, and I said, you can talk here in this chat room, and hardly anybody's ever going to see it, because only the people who are watching on Twitch can see
right.
The chat for Twitch, or you can call in, and then you can have your ideas heard on the however many hundred, you know, hundred or so radio stations that we're going to be on in the next 24
hours. Right, and then all of the thousands of people that download the podcast.
Correct. So if you, you know, if you're watching us on Twitch and you want to join the program, or you're listening to us anywhere in the world, however it is you're listening, because we're on free-to-air satellite, we're on 100 and almost 190 radio stations around the United States, and of course streamed online and via podcast. There's a lot of ways to listen to Free Talk Live, whether you're listening live or not. You are invited to call in and share your opinions here. And it's not that to say that I completely disagreed with Rauco, who had called in. I mean, because I do agree that it is a challenge for a libertarian, I think, to answer the question of, well, how would the free market handle water supply? Now, that's not to say that there isn't an answer. There
right.
would be, and the people in search of profits in the free market would come up with ways to service people, whether it be laying extra pipe or whether it be physical deliveries of water. You know, there is the Culligan man, right? The
yep. right.
people who come around with literal 5-gallon jugs of water and serve people that way. So there are alternatives today as far as getting water to your house.
Right.
And who knows what other innovations would be created in the absence of a government one-size-fits-all system. But I do agree, it is a challenge, and it is an easy objection to say, well, yeah, what company is going to want to lay another set of pipes, you know, next to the existing set of pipes, which would require tearing up all the roads in the town and laying a whole other set of pipes, and the amount of cost involved in doing something
right.
like that is, frankly, it's staggering.
And then, so. You know, also to lay all of those pipes, in addition to tearing up roads, there would probably be some use of eminent domain, which libertarians oppose.
Right. And so it's, you know, it's not to say that there wouldn't be some sort of creative solution that could be come up with, but the thing is, when you turn to government, you're throwing creativity out the window.
Right. And, you know, one of the big problems that a lot of people that rely currently on central planners, one of the problems that they have that they have to overcome is libertarians don't want to centrally plan your life. So when you ask us, how is X going to be done?
We don't know.
I don't know. There could be 5 dozen different ways. I'm not going to pick the best one because I don't want to pick and choose and
we
force
don't know
everybody.
What the best way is. Only the market would know that.
Right.
Only
exactly.
time will
well,
tell.
Not only do I not know, but even if I did know, I don't want to force everybody
right.
to go with the thing that I think is going to work.
And we may not have even come up with the best solution yet. I mean,
correct.
If you get government out of the way, perhaps the market will even provide a really, really good solution that no one's ever thought of.
Well, because necessity, as they say, is the mother of invention, right?
Right.
So
right.
if the problem is that the government water supply or the newly privatized, which again is almost always the government handing over a system to
right.
a private company, some sort of, you know, back scratching.
My buddy knows how to do
deal.
This, so let's just give him the control.
Yeah, if that does happen and prices start going up, well, that's when the other options will become more relevant, right? Then
right.
all of a sudden, the Culligan man, which is too expensive right now, if the laid pipe version water gets too expensive, then the Culligan man's going to get competitive, you know,
right.
like, and then other options will begin to spring up, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on the on-air call-in lines on the Discord server. We're coming up.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Faith and political leaders gathered in D.C. to address Sunday's Unite the Right rally. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin urging Americans to counter what white nationalists will be saying this weekend.
The people who are brandishing their Confederate battle flags and their swastikas are undoubtedly exercising their First Amendment rights, and so be it. But let us be perfectly clear also that they are enemies of our Constitution and our democracy and our country.
Gun safety advocates from across the country have gathered in Atlanta to discuss ways to end gun violence. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg told the group their voice is powerful with their politicians.
It is when the American people stand up and say to their elected officials, this is what's right, this is what we want, and you vote this way or we're going to vote you out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. The number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. If you're into cryptocurrency, you're probably like some of us, and you want to get other people into it as well, because, well, over time, crypto can go up in value. It could go down as well, but over time, it seems to have gone up overall, across all the markets, across the whole world over the years that it's been around. And so if you care about people and, you know, you want them to be wealthy in the future, then you probably want to share cryptocurrency with them. And if you want a really good tool to do that, I've got it for you. It's CryptoTip. You go to CryptoTip.org, and you can print out business card-sized tips that you can give to people who give you good service, or just give it to people that you want to give some crypto to. You know, maybe a loved one at a birthday or something like that, or, you know, Christmas stocking stuffers. These would be perfect for that. CryptoTip.org. You go there, and you can create as many tips as you want. It is super easy to do. It can be done for, you know, for free, basically. I mean, you just have to pay for the amount that you want to put on the tips, but the site itself, there's a 0% option that you can tip the site. So the programmer, the brilliant guy, Michael Hampton, who made this happen, if you want, you can tip him. There's also now a 2.5% tipping option that was recently added to the site per request. So go there, create your tips, print them out, and then give them out. Now, remember, when you do give out tips to service providers, make sure you give them a good cash tip at the same time. You don't want to just give somebody a crypto tip alone, because that would be seen as an insult.
Right.
By people who don't understand what you've given them and who don't already have an appreciation for it. These are for people who don't have an appreciation for crypto. They're for people who don't know what cryptocurrency is or barely heard anything about it, and it's a great introductory tool for those people.
Right.
And now you can use Bitcoin Cash with CryptoTip. That just started this week. So it originally was Dash only. Now you've got two choices with which crypto that you can load the tips. So it's either Dash or Bitcoin Cash at CryptoTip.org. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We go over to our Discord on-air call-in line where Mortified Penguin is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Riley and Daryl.
Hey, guys. Hey. Just calling from the Commonwealth of the LRN Discord. We're going to talk about Trump's tariffs and trade policy. And basically, you know, I mean, I think at this point we've talked about it to death, and we're accepting that he has a plan. It's not that there's no. I mean, the guy goes on and he says a bunch. He contradicts himself. He posts some tweets. He says something crazy and outlandish, or you know, intentionally dumb. Then he contradicts himself again. Then he has his press secretary contradict him, and he's playing all these games. But in the end, there's some kind of plan. There's some kind of 4D chess. In this case, there really is some kind of like, okay, these are retaliatory tariffs, so we're going to put on more tariffs and then back up our own native industries because you do that, and then we want you to get rid of the tariffs. I mean, there is some rhyme or reason to that. So, yes, okay, the idea hopefully would be to get to some sort of free market. And
so you're saying you're buying this plan, supposedly, that Donald Trump is actually anti-tariff and that in order to get rid of tariffs, he has to add tariffs in order to show the other countries that he's serious about these retaliatory tariffs. So therefore, the hope is that in response to adding tariffs, the other countries will just basically respond and say, oh, shoot, we didn't know you were going to do that. Well, we'll go ahead and take our tariffs away, and then the United States takes its tariffs away, and then free market. Is that what you're saying the plan ostensibly is?
Well, that's key word, hope. I would hope that. But no, I think that's the wrong way to go about it. No, if you're pro-free market, drop your tariffs.
I agree.
That's
what definitely.
You lead by example.
Tariffs are nothing but theft. I mean, Free Talk Live has pointed this out time and time again. Tariffs are nothing but theft because what you are doing is you're charging a tax on goods coming into your country, and who pays those? The consumer.
That's right.
They'll figure it out soon.
Will they though?
I don't know if they will, because these are people who think that, I mean, these are Trump supporters who think that Trump's a great guy, and they ignorantly assume that Trump knows what he's doing.
They'll just wind up yelling at the car companies and the washing machine company of, you're just raising the price because you're a greedy capitalist.
Well, I mean, here's how I see it. Like the alternative plan to that would be basically you go ahead and drop your own tariffs and then say, okay, we've dropped our own tariffs. Now you can play the game, play ball with us, drop your tariffs, or tariffs are going back up. I'm not being saying just get rid of tariffs. I mean, yeah, of course that's ideal. But, I mean, if we're in such a strong position, the United States is a strong country, be the stronger person, make the first move. If you want to get rid of tariffs, if you're serious about it, that's my opinion.
I'm with you. Anything else you want to share, Mortified Penguin?
Yep, that's all.
Thanks for the call on our Discord chat there, the Discord on-air call-in line, room number 2. And there are 3 lines there now available for you over at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to sound pretty darn good compared to just a regular old phone call, that is the way to do it. As we continue, we will, of course, take your calls about what you want. Now, Daryl, there was a story that you wanted to relate tonight on the 4-day work week and some experiment about that somewhere. Do you want to touch on that here?
There was a company down in New Zealand that they tested out a 4-day work week for a couple of months, and there's a new report on this thing, and they're saying it was a resounding success. Okay. The company Perpetual Guardian helps customers manage their wills and estates, and they released the results of their 2-month trial earlier this week. The company said its employees all reported greater productivity, better work-life balance, and lower stress levels from working one less day per week. The employees, more than 240 of them, were still paid for 5 days a week during the experiment, which ran from the beginning of March until the end of April. The trial was conducted by outside researchers. Now, I was curious about something and went and actually pulled up one of the reports. There are 2 reports on this study, and they answer my question here. One of the people that gave neutral responses says, quote, my experience was neutral. I liked the fact that I had flexibility to have 3 days off. However, my workload was still worth 37 and a half hours, so I had to make up the time on the 4 days that I worked. This resulted in longer days when I was working, which wasn't so conducive to a balanced work life. And again, that's one person's experience. When I used to work for an airline, I actually loved working 4 day, 10-hour days. Because, all right, I get an extra day off, and then I got free flight, so I would, you know, travel on two of the days and then stay home and do whatever needed to be done.
Gotcha.
And it was perfect. I loved the 4 day work week. I know you had mentioned that you thought that this was some kind of like socialist propaganda of 4 day work week.
I mean, I've heard them talking about it. So, like the people who hate working, those are the kinds of people, some of them.
Oh, they want the 4 hour work week.
Right.
That's the Tim Ferriss thing.
They want to cut it down as much as possible, but they start being more reasonable by saying, you know, go to 4 days from 5 days. Although I would suspect they would want 4 days of 8 hours at the same amount of pay as 5 days at 8 hours.
Right.
So in this case, what you're saying is here, the staff member still had to work whatever load of work they had to work in that 4 days.
So let's continue. Perpetual Guardian CEO Andrew Barnes told CNN, quote, it was just a theory, something I thought I wanted to try because I wanted to create a better environment for my team. I'm humbled that my team responded and they went beyond my wildest dreams. In a survey taken last year, only 54% of respondents said they felt they were able to manage their work-life balance. After the two-month trial, that number jumped to 78%. Staff stress levels also decreased by about 7%. The key to the experiment's success was the staff input, which Jared Haar of Auckland University of Technology, one of the researchers, said they were given freedom to redesign things. The experiment could be a model for other workplaces to become a revolutionary way to work. Barnes said employees became more productive, spent less time on social media and non-work activity.
It does seem as though it would at the very least be more efficient as far as you're only traveling 4 days a week instead of five. So your amount of time spent, if you're you have a significant commute, you've just saved some significant time.
And there's a little bit more to this as well.
We'll come back. Your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time here. If you want to join us now, you better get on the lines at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Discord, on the Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's me, Ian.
Riley.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We got the AMP program. If you support what we do on Free Talk Live, then please get behind the show as an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group. There's also AMP-only Discord rooms. So if you want to talk in a Discord room where you're only talking to other Free Talk Live supporters, because sometimes the Discord rooms have trolls, and like the normal Discord rooms, they're not necessarily a completely friendly place, but the AMP rooms are pretty friendly. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin, BTC. It is your choice how you want to support Free Talk Live. But it makes a difference for us because it allows us to market and advertise and promote Free Talk Live to new radio stations, to promote us online, to new internet listeners as well.
Can I just say something real quick about the AMP program? So because of the AMP program, I was able to be able to start doing the digests for Free Talk Live.
Why is the AMP's fault, or AMP program's responsibility for that?
I actually started getting into audio production late 2015 because I was recording some bagpipe music that I was making and decided I needed to edit the file, and so I edited the file in an audio program and decided that I really like doing this. So I made a little mock commercials for myself, and then wanted to expand out to doing audio production work for radio shows like Free Talk Live, and I joined the AMP program, and here I am doing digests.
Excellent. And the AMP program has helped us out marketing the show and reaching out to radio stations. In fact, we're going to be on a new station here very soon, hopefully. When do they start? Is it this
Sunday?
Weekend? Okay, yeah. So we'll tell you next week who that is. But it's, again, a lot of these new stations coming on board is a direct result of listeners like you supporting the show. So if you like the idea of the ideas of peace and liberty and cryptocurrency being talked about on broadcast radio, which is how Riley first found our show, and he's not the only one who found us online and then became a supporter, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Before we go back to your phone calls, Daryl, you had a little bit more about this four-day
right.
Four-day work week.
Yeah, the four-day work week that was tried at this company in New Zealand, Perpetual Guardian, and they tried it for 2 months. The CEO says he's going to recommend to the company's board that it be made permanent.
Wow.
And says he thinks it could serve as an example for other firms around the world. One employee told the CEO that he had stopped looking at his emails from his wife about an ongoing apartment search during work hours. So the employee, they still had to do the same amount of work. They only had 4 days to do it instead of five.
I see. So that means less time to goof around on social media or the internet, because you got to get your work done. Otherwise, you'd have to come in again, right?
Right.
You have to come in on that fifth day.
Company CEO said, why am I paying for days in the office instead of paying based on output?
Hmm.
Employees also offered other ideas for measuring their productivity, like having a little flag that they could put on their desk to indicate to coworkers they did not want to be disturbed. The article concludes the experiment is particularly significant in New Zealand, which has low productivity compared to other countries, according to the Organization for Economic and Cooperation and Development.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Tom's on the line in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk, and I have a lot to talk about. We have a little time. I'd like to bring up Mark Stevens.
Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land. He is an author, wrote a great book, and I believe he's got a second book that he's come out with. I haven't yet seen that one, but he is a Saturday afternoon talk show host on LRN.FM, has been there for years, and has some controversial courtroom approaches, I guess you could say, to sort of reveal the gun in the room, to reveal the violence that backs the system. And it's an interesting approach, and it's a great book. I highly recommend it. What about Mark Stevens?
Well, first of all, the first book was interesting. The second book is very thick, but absolutely worth reading. It is called Government Indicted.
Mm.
The second book is way, way better. But anyway, I wanted to use our time because your hearing, Ian, Ian's hearing is one of our go-tos to watch how the government completely shuts someone down, and it was so classic. If the judge has a way out, he'll use it. And of course, I like to criticize you, of course, a little bit.
Which hearing?
Your hearing, the
which
the
one?
Hearing.
Ian has had several.
I've been to dozens of hearings, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. Ian, the one where Mark was on the TV screen.
That one. That was at the DMV. That was a DMV administrative hearing.
That was huge. That is like one of my prized and our, prized possessions, if you will. You filled. I don't want to go there for right now, but Mark was on. As soon as you corner a liar, they have to either, lash out, or, as he did with Mark, shut him off.
Right.
And, of course, and, my problem right now, or I don't even want to say that, you failed it big time. And I want to ask a question. You guys are a group that have some possibility of getting something done. If you guys could concentrate a little bit more on asking these questions. We've got another group in Texas right now. One of the guys is in jail. Just like you guys all went to jail. We all know that drill. And they have a handful of people, like 15, 20 people, all with cameras. They're willing to give their all, and that's what we want. And my hope is that you guys can research a little bit more and study a little bit more of the Markratic method.
Hmm. So this is pretty common where people will say they want you to do all the work for them. And what I would like to say to you is if you think you know your stuff, then you should move here and you should show everybody how it's done. We'll come in, we'll record video of you in court, and then you can prove your case. Not to say that I disagree with Mark Stevens. I think his approach is really interesting and entertaining, and it does get them to show the violence inherent in the system. But it doesn't, in my experience, get them to throw anything out. And, of course, the excuse is always going to be, oh, well, you did it wrong, which is what you're saying with me. And so, ultimately, it's incumbent upon you to prove your case. So I would invite you to come to New Hampshire and prove how to do it right. I got a video camera sitting in here. It's charged up, ready to go. You just go ahead and get yourself a parking ticket. In fact, I've got one coming up here.
I don't want to shout over you. I hate to cut you off, but no, Ian, it is not about, you know, saying that you did something wrong. It is proving.
But that's what you said.
You did say that Ian did things wrong and that he just needs to learn those things.
Do more research,
and then do this again.
You know what? I got a lot of things that I can do with my day, Tom, and I just don't really feel like doing any more research into the court system. I love Mark Stevens. I think he's written a great book, and I have an appreciation for the people who try things. In fact, you can check out the Dick Marple appearance in front of a courtroom in Concord, New Hampshire. I would highly recommend you do that.
State representative.
Yeah, now I wouldn't say Dick Marple is necessarily an adherent of Mark Stevens, but he is definitely somebody who is a courtroom
theorist. They subscribe
to
some of the same legal theories.
Similar, I would say, in certain ways. But Marple actually took on a judge and, you know, refused to cross the bar. He refused to acknowledge the
jurisdiction. That's walking past the little swingy door.
Right, he refused to acknowledge the jurisdiction of the court, and Marple's been researching this for 20 years at least. So Marple certainly knows his stuff when it comes to doing this courtroom, these courtroom theories. And of course, he lost his case too. So, you know, it's just how it goes. Sometimes they throw a case out. It doesn't necessarily mean that you've done anything that can be repeated. If you can repeat and you can, you know, show that you can get a consistent result from these theories, then I would say you've got a real strong argument to make. But don't just sit there and say to people, oh, you need to do a better job. No, no. You prove your case, Tom. It's up to you.
Ian, please. Mark Stevens has hundreds of recorded dispositions and dismissals.
Awesome. That's awesome. So, show you can come here then, and you can follow whatever this, you know, system is, and you can prove it. Or any of the adherence to a particular courtroom theory or system. Come on down to Cheshire County, New Hampshire. Park downtown in Keene. Walk around for a couple hours. You'll walk back, and you'll find a parking ticket on your car, and then you can challenge that. I'll come to court. I swear to you, I will record every hearing that you have, and you can show us the way. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.